Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is Conspiracy Day on the Michael Medved Show. That means it is your day to howl. Your day to expose those obscure, sometimes hidden forces behind perplexing, painful present events. 1-800-955-1776. We are looking for and finding true believers, people who actually believe that there are malevolent forces, that there are dark groups of people who are determined to exert total power, to warp the world around us. Who or what are the Illuminati? Okay, the Illuminati really did exist once upon a time. They were started in the mid-1700s, in Bavaria. And at one point, there were Illuminati lodges. Illuminati means the enlightened ones, the illuminated ones. There were Illuminati lodges in Italy, we know for sure, in Switzerland, in Bavaria, maybe in France, though probably not. There were, at most, according to different historians, there were, most historians say, about 600 members. I mean, really, 600 worldwide. Some say there were as many as 2,000. And then this secret society, which existed because its purpose was, in fact, to create one world government, to collapse boundaries, to have the world live in harmony. When it was discovered, and they discovered some of their papers and their rituals were inspired by Freemasonry, when that was discovered, they were suppressed and arrested. And Adam Weishaupt, who has started the whole thing, had to flee for his life, and he ran away. The Illuminati ceased to exist or to operate anywhere at the very latest 1787. The year of the U.S. Constitution, is that an accident? No, it is an accident. Because while some of the people who were there at the Constitutional Convention, including George Washington, were Freemasons, they were not Illuminists. And there is zero evidence that the Illuminati inspired the French Revolution, that they inspired Andrew Jackson, that they inspired the UN, that they inspired the League of Nations, that they inspired Woodrow Wilson. None of that. Because there is no evidence that this society exists. This is very different from Bohemian Grove, which does exist, or Skull and Bone Society, which we're talking about, that does exist. There is no Illuminati. And by the way, if somebody wants to call in on Conspiracy Day and provide for me a scrap of evidence of the continued existence of this secret society beyond the year 1787, cover some ground. Love to hear about it. There are a lot of stupid conspiracy theories that are out there, and we will listen patiently to any conspiracy theory of stars that was going to invade our solar system, and it's already there in elliptical orbit and it's coming. But I think that is more probable than the idea that Secretary Clinton is actually no longer alive. She's alive and well. I know. The National Enquirer reported that she was on death's door. I think they've had at least a dozen covers to the National Enquirer reporting the imminent Bill and Hillary divorce, or reporting the death of Bill or the death of Hillary, or one of the two of them. She's fine. I mean, depressed, I think you would be too. She did not win an election that everybody thought she would. But what is with this fascination with the idea of thinking that people who have died are alive, or thinking that even more peculiar, people who are alive are dead? I remember this, and I remember hearing about it when I was a kid, that Paul McCartney had died. Now, Sir Paul is doing fine. He's actually composing some interesting music. And he's doing concerts. He's alive. He's fine. But there was this very elaborate conspiracy theory that tried to use hints from the Beatles' music to suggest that Paul had died. And I think that was partially because he was depicted barefoot in the cover of Abbey Road, or in one shot from the cover of Abbey Road when they're crossing that the street. Okay, Paul did not die. But if you have some perspective on this and you believe that actually Hillary Clinton is either desperately ill, dead, or being held captive somewhere, which is another theory that's out there, it is conspiracy day, and you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Let's go to Jim in Kirkwood, Missouri. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
My conspiracy today is, why is it over the last couple of years that local TV network newscasts have increased the number of meteorologists who broadcast the weather? When I was a little boy, and I'm sure when you were also, there was probably one full-time person and maybe a part-timer who would come in on the weekends. Now we've got five people covering the weather on a 30-minute broadcast, and my suspicion is, I wonder if the reason for that is because Obama's Affordable Health Care Act, you know, the 2,000-page Health Care Act we just had to pass before reading it, contained a provision maybe on page 904 to allow local news television stations to hire multiple meteorologists when we only really need one or two, you know, if the first person gets sick.
Okay, but what's the interest? Why would they want to hire additional meteorologists that they don't need, unless they thought... Now, by the way, what's interesting to me, and I think this has been a real change in American life, it used to be that they would go for weather girls. I don't know if you remember this, but they would. There would be... Some of my earliest memories, stimulating memories, were memories of a weather girl who used to deliver the weather in San Diego named Raquel Tejada, who later went on to become Raquel Welch. And she would always be there in front of a little map or a board and wearing a very tight sweater. And she looked great. And that would be the only reason I was interested in news when I was 13. And, yeah, it's a reason to watch the news. And have you noticed that? I mean, Willard Scott and Al Roker are a lot less watchable, it seems to me, than some of the young, very lovely American beauties who used to deliver the weather, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you agree. But the question I would have is, if what you're saying is true, and I'm not a great connoisseur of local news around the country, that they all have big teams, why would they do that? Why would they want to waste their money when I don't think you get any better ratings when you hire a team of people?
My theory is that the local news stations are not wasting the money. Probably all the fees that we pay as part of the Affordable Health Care Act, we the taxpayers, I would suspect, are paying for the local weather station.
I think it is extremely unlikely, Jim, that the taxpayer is paying for your local weather broadcasts. I don't think there is any indication that that could even possibly be true. And, yeah, there is governmental monitoring. They would have to send a great deal of money out to the local stations all across the country. I don't think this is a valid explanation. Appreciate your call. It is Conspiracy Day on the Medved Show.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
There's a splashy new biographical musical comedy melodrama based on a BBC documentary called Jamie, Drag Queen at 16. The movie offers a less revealing title, Everybody's Talking About Jamie. Now streaming on Prime Video.
What do you want to be? A performer.
Why do you want to be on the stage?
I want to be a drag queen because it's all I ever dream of.
That's his mentor, played by Richard E. Grant, who inspires him, as does his mother, while his father and chef Sheffield, England, at first feels only disgust for his sensitive son. The dancing and singing, especially by charismatic young lead Max Harwood, is both catchy and kitschy. But the unfolding of this true story, for all its energy and audacity, offers offers few surprises and only limited satisfactions. Rated PG-13 for some rude language. 2 stars for everybody's talking about Jamie. Well, not quite ever.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me, so I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let us go to Christian in Simi Valley, California. Christian, you're on the MedVet Show.
Hello, Michael. Hey, so, I wanted to try to answer your question about, why aliens are visiting Earth. And for starters, this information doesn't come from me. It comes from an abduction research organization that I've been following called ICAR, the International Community for Alien Research. And generally, what they're finding is that aliens are not interested in humanity as a whole, but they're interested in specific family lines. And the people most commonly abduct listed are the people that are people that have like O negative blood. So it's not the only criteria for abduction. And you can probably, you can go, I can go on like a very long time about.
Okay, well, tell me, why are they interested in particular people? What are they looking for? Who's most likely to be abducted?
Well, as I mentioned, like the people most likely are people with O negative blood, and that's actually one of the things that this research organization is.
Okay, so but what else? What else? They're only interested in this blood, and what are they? Do they drain the people of their blood? Why? What are they interested in?
No, it's more so. My thing is. The thing is also just like certain characteristics, like what something that that even the abductees are not fully aware about. But that's, like I said, that's what's...
What are the characteristics? Are they looking for the kind of people who used to deliver the weather in the 1950s?
No, I think... No, it's, like I said, they're still researching this, but for whatever reason, like, they always happen in family lines, and sometimes these people do have, like, certain things, like being very empathic, like, being able to sense, like, other emotions, even though they're not looking at other people's faces. For example, someone might all of a sudden feel, like, very angry when they're not actually angry or feeling sad.
I don't know if someone would suddenly look very angry when they should be sad, and that's what the aliens are looking for. I mean, I think this would be an interesting, if someone knows more about this. I am not familiar with the International Committee for Alien Research, ICAR, that we just heard about, but we can check it out. Christian, I appreciate your perspective. Let us go to Carlos in Carson, California. Carlos, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hi, Michael. Well, you know, some conspiracies are very farcical, but I'll tell you about some real conspiracies, though. Look, the massive influx and the intrusion of foreigners and illegal aliens all across the world, not just in the United States, you see it in Europe, is part of a conspiracy, of course, that the Illuminati has enacted, or the Illuminati New World Order, Invisible Government, whatever you want to call it, has enacted for the last 40, 50 years in order to gradually blur the differences between nations, do away with the native cultures, native language.
And
removal of borders. All this is part of the scheme of finally removing borders and then bringing in their world government. Once you remove borders and there's no distinction between one area and another because everybody's all mixed, then they bring in their world government, which is, it's part of a scheme. It's called globalism, okay? And that's a deliberate strategy that the Illuminati has been using for the last 40 years since Kennedy and Jacob Javits in the 1960s made their announcements that they were welcoming 500,000 new migrants into the United States. That sets up the final process in motion that's now horribly taking place, whereby Hillary wants to bring another 30,000 Syrians. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's globalism. That's a destruction.
Okay, Hillary lost the election. And by the way, President Obama was talking about bringing in 10,000 Syrians. Let me ask you, Carlos, and you probably know this. When was the period of maximum immigration in the United States as a percentage of the population? In other words, we're a country now of 330 million, but once upon a time we were a much smaller country. When did we have the biggest waves of immigration that came closest to, quote, erasing our ethnic identity?
Well, I think it's been the last 30, 40 years.
Actually, no, it was between 1880 and 1920. There were massive waves of immigration of Italians and Germans and more Irish people. Irish and Germans had come originally in the 1840s. Jewish people, Polish people, Greeks, Scandinavians, Americans of all kind who poured into this country, and people weren't happy about it. But what happened with most of those people?
Well, you know, at that time, I don't think it was really a conspiracy back at that time. At that time, there was plenty of work here.
Correct. And what do you think happens? Do you think that people who come here as immigrants don't work? They just come here and live off the fat of the land and take welfare?
great percentage of them do, but yes.
No, that's not true. Wait. Carlos, a much smaller percentage of immigrants take public assistance than native-born. And it's illegal for illegal immigrants to take welfare benefits. Some do, some cheat, and those people should never, ever get legal status. But the question is, if this is this long-term plan to dissolve national borders, where do you see that working out? Because all I see is all across the world, things moving in the other direction. There's more nationalism. For instance, Yugoslavia used to be a big nation that combined a lot of different ethnic groups, Croatians and Serbians and Montenegrins and Slovenians and Macedonians. They were all there. They were all part of Yugoslavia. And today, they're all independent countries. The Soviet Union used to be this massive amalgamation of different ethnicities. Now there's a separate Kazakhstan, there's a separate Ukraine, there's a separate Moldova, there's a separate Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. Aren't we moving in the opposite direction from dissolving borders?
No, not really. Now, you just named a couple of countries, but you look at Europe as a whole.
Yeah, look at Europe.
Look, most of those countries are flooded by Asians, by Africans. I mean, I've been to Europe the last 12 years. I saw a tremendous change. There was Colombians, Panamanians, people from all over the world now living there.
There are few.
My own eyes.
Again, what you see with your own eyes, I'm not going to deny that that's the case and that a lot of the countries have much higher levels of immigration than they used to. But you know why that is, Carlos? It's because they have very, very low population growth. They have achieved this idea of zero population growth. And the only way they can get people to be employed or to work at all is by importing people. And again, there's a tremendous pushback from everywhere in Europe, and I think it's very appropriate, especially when so many of the immigrants who are coming into Europe are Islamic immigrants, Muslim immigrants, who have no desire or, in some cases, apparent ability to really assimilate into the country. I would just say to you, I think that, look, America has always been different, but not because there's one ethnic group here. It's been different because of our ideals and what we believe in. And that's why the key issue is not levels of immigration, it's levels of Americanization. Immigrants are fine as long as they become Americans and assume a new identity rather than try to go back to often the dysfunctional kinds of societies from which they fled.
Listening to a special broadcast of the Michael Medved Show, a conspiracy day from the vault, as your cultural crusader is out observing the holiday of Sukkot. Thanks so much for listening, and enjoy the rest of this conspiracy day with a full moon up there in the sky.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The holiday weekend is wrapping up for many Americans. It's time to hit the road. This Tennessee driver says he was delayed in his journey home.
A couple bad wrecks. I think we saw a car on fire. So it was a rough trip coming in.
According to analysts with transportation software company INRIX, the worst time to get behind the wheel this Labor Day is between now and 6 p.m. The best time is any time after 7 p.m. Too much screen time is being linked to developmental delays in children. That's according to a new study that's published in the journal JAMA Pediatrics. Researchers looked at data from 7,000 kids and found that two or more hours of screen time increase the likelihood of developmental delays, especially in problem solving and communication. A heat wave is expected to bring 100-degree temperatures to around 38 million Americans this week. This is USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let's go to John in Seattle. John, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
I'm about to finish my bachelor's degree here in the state of Washington, and I've had to deal with the aggressive brainwashing tactics of my school, which I don't want to say what it is, but it's a major university. And, you know, I've been trying to figure out, well, what the heck's going on? And I see all of these kids out in the street, they're protesting Trump, and, you know, whether they have good reason to or not.
They have no good reason to. It's ridiculous. Of course, it's absurd. But go ahead.
It is absurd. To me, it is. And it's insane what the colleges are doing in this nation. And I've tried to figure it out. And there's a couple of you could call them conspiracies. I think whatever the case is, something serious is going on in these schools. But I saw a video the other day of a ex-KGB. He was a defector, and it was in the 80s or late 70s, and he was basically talking about how what he did as what the KGB's main function was to try and do something called subversion ideology, which is
disinformation. There's no question this is real, and the Venona documents, they've had a lot of stuff that has been declassified. A lot of stuff that the previous Russian government under Boris Yeltsin, before Putin took full control, they had released a lot of these files. Putin himself, of course, is a former KGB agent. This is very real. It was part of the Cold War. And was there a determined Russian effort to try to promote Marxism and try to discredit capitalism and try to discredit the United States? Sure there was. Does that mean that Joe McCarthy was right? That they had infiltrated everything? No, but they had infiltrated a lot. So stay with me, and we will get back to that, the parts that are conspiratorial and the parts that are historical.
You're listening to a special broadcast of the Michael Medved Show, a conspiracy day from the vault. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the rest of this conspiracy day with a full moon up there in the sky.
John, you bring up this conspiracy. The reason I wouldn't quite classify it as a conspiracy is because one of the ideals of capitalism is that people normally pursue their self-interest, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Individualism.
Right, of course. And basically, it's quite normal. So Adam Smith talks about the invisible hand, meaning that's when a bunch of people are trying to do what's best for themselves, then it ends up moving the society forward because people tend to know best what's in their own self-interest. Here's the point. If you're a college professor at a big, state university, are you in favor of bigger government or smaller government? Are you in favor of more funding for schools, more taxpayer money being collected and being handed out to professors, or less?
Right, exactly. I know they love the government, these professors.
Well, of course, because they basically all work for them. I mean,
exactly.
Again, universities, by and large, are tremendously, almost all of them, except for Hillsdale College, supported by public funds in one sense or another, either by government grants or subsidies from the state, or the tax deductions that people get when you contribute to a university and keep it alive. Now, the point is that professors are not producing anything that you could sell on the marketplace. And by the way, I do think that I know this is denied frequently by academics. I think in certain arenas, it is more difficult if you're a conservative to get a position. Now, it's true that every major college and university usually has one brave conservative dissenter, sometimes two or three. But the idea that it's so overwhelmingly tilted to the left, I think, reflects the fact that these are, by and large, institutions that like the idea of taxing business that actually produces stuff, services and goods that people buy, and awarding people who hand out opinions in a really non-competitive marketplace. Because there's so much demand for universities and colleges, that's why they can keep raising the tuition more and more and more. And, of course, the government makes it easier by subsidizing all the students to go to university. It's kind of a rotten deal. I appreciate your call, and good luck in entering the real world after you graduate. Let's go quickly to Jim in Corona, California. Jim, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, Michael.
Hey.
Hey, I've been listening to your conspirators and all this stuff, and I've come up with my own thought here. Now, bear with me. I'll see if I can get this straight. I've been practicing.
Good.
I think that there are a group of conspiracy theorists out there conspiring to create conspiracy theories in order so that they can help promote each other's theories to promote themselves in the conspiracy theory world so that they can therefore think that they are now just more than just a conspirator. How's that?
I think there is a conspiracy industry. There's a conspiracy industrial complex, and there are a lot of people making real money on this. And
I know they are.
And again, it's the problem is some of the stuff I know people believe is they don't believe it. They're just throwing this out there because you can raise money about it. You can get attention. You can get people alarmed. I'll give you one example. To me, the most obvious example is the millions and millions of good people who were suckered by this stupid, stupid, stupid line that Barack Obama was born in Kenya. He clearly was born in Hawaii. They have the newspaper announcements. For goodness sake, how bizarre would it be that someone would hide the fact that he was born in Kenya because they were planning from the time he was born that he would become president of the United States? The entire thing is absurd. It's beyond belief. And yet it was promoted ruthlessly by people. And people often ask me, what do you have against Donald Trump? Well, nothing now. He's going to be president of the United States, and I want him to do well and to do spectacularly well. But my problem with Trump from the very beginning was that he had run for president the first time, really, in 2011 when he was running, basing his candidacy on that phony conspiracy theory, which you're right, it is a conspiracy to advance yourself, which I don't think he even believed in. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Sean in Atlanta. Hello, Sean. You're on Conspiracy Day.
Thank you. Michael, I believe that this country is trying to put the black man down, have been putting the black man down, not only by the justice system and where Obama trying to go pardon a lot of black men out of jail, but also the job, the companies out here. I don't understand why companies put... have you ever been convicted on applications? You need to tell me...
Wait. Are you telling me, Sean, if you were running a company, you wouldn't want to know if someone had a criminal record? Let's say you're hiring white people, okay? You have a company and you're hiring white people. You wouldn't want to know if somebody had been a child molester or if somebody had been previously a mugger or a murderer?
Michael.
Yes, sir.
That question, look, if I'm checking our resume let's say you hiring somebody and they had work in a former place like 2 or 3 years ago, the only thing you could do is use the 800 number to find out anything about that person. So why is this question so necessary on application? Some people reject the application when they see it. And they ask, explain why and why not. It could be just one instant. This is not even violent, you know. And predominantly black men are the one who have been incarcerated and things like that. They want to come out and make it better for themselves. And yeah, when they go and look at this application, just with that question, they're running away. I think the federal government should make some kind of law to abolish this on all applications.
See, again,
know that.
I understand the argument that companies shouldn't rule people out just because they had a criminal conviction and now they've turned their life around. But to have the government restrict what an employer is going to know about someone he is going to employ working at his place of business, I think is wrong-headed and wrong. Sean, I appreciate it.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily, and it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal, and then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mike in Wynwood, Pennsylvania. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Oh, hi, Michael. I thought in addition to the various fantastic notions, you might want to discuss what actually has happened, namely in the past few months, the laser interferometer gravitational observatory has now observed two unambiguous signals, which are radiation from black hole collisions at more than a billion miles, a billion light.
Do you think it's a conspiracy that we haven't heard more about this important news?
No, I think maybe it's a conspiracy of some of the news media not to discuss great advances in science.
I appreciate your contribution. I'm really not on top of this, and perhaps I am a victim of this conspiratorial intent to obscure the colliding black holes. Let us go directly to Stan in Fullerton, California. Stan, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
I'm 68 years old. I can remember World War II somewhat. I've been told by my family there wasn't Einstein at the time, that we were boycotting Japan at the time. We were strangling them. I don't know why. Maybe business wanted to open up Japan. I have no idea.
Do you know why we were boycotting Japan? No. It wasn't boycotting. What we were doing is we were trying to deny them the military resources they need, because Japan was at war with our ally, Britain, and Japan had invaded China. Japan had started World War II in 1936 by invading Manchuria. Go ahead.
That's not part of my issue. So
what's your issue? Go.
The Roosevelt knew that we were going to be going to war early, and the country was divided strongly. So he needed to have a catastrophic event where he could bring everybody on board. And he was a very, very strong man who decided he's going to win. So he did everything that today would be absolutely inconceivable by keeping the press out of the war, keeping all the correspondence was checked, coming through, and we went through and he needed.
Okay, can I ask you something? Why do you think he wanted to go to war so much? What was it about Roosevelt that impelled him to go to war?
I didn't say that he was going to war. I wanted to go to war. I said that he saw war coming from Japan. Japan was...
We had already begun, because the war was already going on. See, this is something, Stan, you don't remember World War II because you're too young. If you're 68, then you were born in 1948, okay? So let's go back for just a moment. The war began, really, in the 1930s when Mussolini invaded Abyssinia, what today is Ethiopia, and when Japan invaded China. They invaded Manchuria and they seized it. And then shortly after that, after the war began in Europe with Hitler's invasion of Poland in 1939, September 1st, the war raged and it raged and it consumed millions of people, and America was in the process of rearming. The rearmament of the United States had already begun. And yes, it was controversial. But one of the things that some people suggest is, oh, well, Roosevelt really wanted to help his ally Churchill. And of course he did, which was the right thing to do. Churchill was standing alone after the conquest of France and before the entry of Russia into the war in June of 1941. Churchill was standing alone against the most nightmarish regime, arguably, in all of human history. Here's the basic point. If Roosevelt knew that Pearl Harbor was coming, he wouldn't have allowed it to happen in such a way that he looked terrible, that we were unprepared. We would have been prepared with our planes. We would have been prepared to minimize the Japanese damage. It's absurd. And by the way, we did not declare war on Germany. On December 7th, we declared war on Japan. Hitler declared war on us. And there, by the way, are internal papers in the White House showing that Roosevelt wanted, if at all possible, to avoid still going to war against Germany because he didn't want to fight a war in two oceans at once. Let's go to Jake in Philadelphia. Jake, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
I believe that your assumption that the government wants to know or tell us that we have these visitors in order to help the enhance the government's programs or whatever.
Okay, let me just start with this. Would you agree with me that generally the government wants to spend as much money as it can possibly get away with spending? That's, governments like
yeah,
to grow.
I believe that in a sense, if they want to get reelected, they spend.
And not just reelected, the government bureaucrats, people who are running the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, would like to spend as much of your money as they possibly could.
Yeah, well, I don't think that ties together with what people believe in these visitors from elsewhere.
Okay, let me just ask you this question, and I'll let you go ahead and make your point, which is, don't you think if all of a sudden you heard from some governmental authority, yeah, we have definitely been visited by other planets,
right,
and we need to spend $1 trillion
right
to prepare ourselves and to defend ourselves with the Independence Day movie, Resurgence,
right,
coming out,
right,
we need to spend a whole lot more money that they would be able to spend it. Why wouldn't they? Why would they keep this a secret? What's in it for them?
Because they're frightened, and here's why. All these assumptions that you make, I don't agree with, and because I believe that they're here. I believe there's evidence that they are here, especially when you talk to or listen to the head of the Air Force in Belgium, the Brouwer. But I believe they're
here.
It's
a mighty Air Force they have, the Belgians.
Yes, well, whatever they have. I believe that they are here not to educate us, not to help us, not to steer us in the right direction. They are here, I believe, from what I understand, and the experiments that people say that they claim that they have been done on those people, that they're not experiments. They extract DNA to lengthen their lives. And I do believe, from other things that I've put together from reading, that they have lifespans that are gigantic. Just gigantic lifespans, thousands.
Okay, so where's the evidence for this? You said this is based upon your evidence?
This is my inference.
Well, it's your inference based upon what?
There is evidence there's evidence for their having even landed. There is evidence for that.
Where?
It was in Kansas.
Where and when did they land in Kansas?
In England. Also in England, in a place called Bentwaters, attested to by a colonel in the Air Force. Colonel, his name is Holt.
Okay, when did they land in England?
It's a place called Bentwaters, B-E-N-T, W-A-T-E-R-S, like Waters. and it's near a military installation or an Air Force installation. And this was attested to by a colonel.
Why did they land?
I have no idea. They were there.
And where did they land in Kansas?
I was on a farm. That's just one of many, many. I mean,
okay,
years ago.
You've seen photographs of this.
Here's the evidence they presented.
What's that?
Here's the evidence that people presented from that farm.
Go ahead.
They said that it landed. It had a tripod, and it landed and it made an indentation in the ground. Authorities came to check it out. They saw the indentation, and they measured excessive radioactivity in that place. So, and these people have no access to radioactivity. It's all tangential, kind of at the borderline of proof.
I would say the very, very far border. When was this Kansas landing, supposedly?
Michael, I really don't know. It's years ago.
Okay, but you see, there's a lot of events in the Olympics, but they don't have a conclusion jump. And I think that you read this evidence years ago, and now you are assuming they're trying to extract human DNA to lengthen their lives. If they are capable of interstellar travel, they are very, very, very far advanced. Human beings are not capable of interstellar travel because these other star systems are simply too far away. We wouldn't live long enough to make the journey. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
On one sleepless and horribly violent night, a rookie cop, a sleazy operator with connections, and a world-weary hitman played by Gerard Butler are all thrown together in a police outpost in the Nevada desert in a tense, slick, and impressive new film called Cop Shop, now playing in theaters.
What'd you do?
I did what I had to do
to get to you, Teddy.
You're a psychopath.
I'm a professional.
And the director of this film, Joe Carnahan, is an action specialist who is definitely a professional. The tension and the brutality never lets up, but it's expertly well played, especially by newcomer Alexis Lauder, who is simply outstanding as the tough, charismatic policewoman at the center of all the action. Yes, some of the bloody excesses are implausible and even ridiculous, but fine supporting work also helps to carry this R-rated project. 2.5 stars for Cop Shop. No masterpiece, but consistently competent.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and forged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today, with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.